The Tangentic Podcast is aimed at a mature audience. It contains themes that are not appropriate for all listeners. It's important to note that we are not experts. We routinely have no idea what we're talking about and are just three idiots sitting around a table. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Tangentic Podcast for the first episode of 2026.
Happy New Year!
I'm Seth. I'm Seth, and the two chuckle fucks with me as always, Swoosh and Jondo.
Hi.
Hello.
And this episode doesn't get demonetized for me swearing anymore. YouTube loosened up their cursing in the first 30 seconds shit.
Oh, no, nice. We can swear all we want now.
Got it on the 30 seconds.
Well, I could just imagine us sitting there with a stopwatch, just like, come on. 30 seconds? Fuck!
It's an Australian podcast. Removing fucking swear words is removing half the goddamn vocabulary.
That's my freedom exactly. of speech.
We need our sentence enhancers.
How the fuck would these fucks know what I'm fucking talking about if I can't fucking swear?
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it. To Australians, swear words are like MSG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sprinkle them in wherever you can.
And it makes just everything better.
It's grammar. It's spoken grammar.
And we also don't take it too seriously unless there's like an annoyed mother with a child nearby, then they seem to get annoyed. But yeah, it's just swearing. It's words.
Then
it's
we
fine.
Swear more.
Yeah. Their big mistake is when they come and talk to us about it.
How else are they gonna learn their first word?
Exactly.
Nothing will ever beat that time at Sizzler.
Yeah, no, that may have ruined a fucking marriage that day.
Hands down the best one.
Oh god.
So, unfortunately, we have to start this episode out with, what the fuck?
We took like a week off and everything caught
there's
fire.
There's been a lot of what the fuck since the last episode.
We couldn't get through, 7 days of the new year.
Yeah. Before Trump decided to do a thing. Two things, actually.
So, somehow, I'm how you're finding out about this. Apparently, the United States did a midnight raid on Venezuela and stole the president, President Maduro and his wife.
They did a war. They did a war.
And from what I've been able to ascertain, they killed 40 civilians getting it done.
Yeah. And they were considered acceptable losses to them.
Apparently, this was done within 4 hours of the military being given the order to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if they can deploy an active and functional Burger King within 30 minutes anywhere in the world, I'm not surprised they can pull that off pretty quickly.
Yeah, but is anyone surprised that an American can get a burger shop up inside of 30 minutes?
I just find it terrifying they specially built a container to fit into one of their drop planes. They can airdrop a fucking Burger King.
What's fucked is they're more than happy to go and do that. Pull him out of fucking Venezuela, but you try and pull fucking Netanyahu out. Fuck no.
The thing is, there's a lot less oil under him.
He's not a narco-terrorist.
Oh, yeah. They're still trying to say it's fentanyl, but very little, if any, fentanyl blows through that pipeline.
They changed it.
Oh, did they?
Actual charges against Maduro for cocaine.
They forgot.
None of those fucks would have gotten anywhere near any office they're in if it wasn't for their cocaine.
it makes more sense to charge him for cocaine because, of course, and this isn't because cocaine is a known thing in Venezuela.
Hmm.
It's that it comes from Colombia through Venezuela up into the United States. It has literally nothing to do with Venezuela.
Yeah, it's just a flimsy pretext to take someone out of power, destabilize, and then bring in a bunch of oil companies, as
well,
you keep saying.
Well, see, here's the weird... This is where it gets really weird. So, they... Okay, I want to be very clear right now. Maduro is a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, he's an absolute cunt.
He lost his election, refused to hand over power, and essentially turned Venezuela into a dictatorship.
Yeah.
That sounds awfully like someone else.
I know.
Yeah, that's why he kidnapped him. He wants pointers.
This is the thing. I understand that is bad, and he is a douchebag, and I don't like him.
Yeah.
Except he was the sovereign leader of an independent nation that the United States arbitrarily decided to just take out, despite the fact that none of the Venezuelan people, not in any required number to make it justifiable, yeah. we're asking for military intervention from another country.
Without so going he just kind Congress.
Of did a yeah. fucking thing. Now,
arbitrarily,
a lot of people were expecting once he was done that he would try and push for the opposition party of Maduro to be put into power.
Hmm.
Because the opposition leader is actually very pro-Trump. Yep. And wanted to, and has been on record stating that if they got in, they would have reopened the selling of oil to foreign nations.
Hmm.
They didn't do that. They let Netanyahu's VP take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Maduro's VP, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what I would expect yeah. from America at the moment.
No. The expected thing was to instill the opposition leader who is actively on your side.
The world would expect to happen. What I would expect from America is to absolutely go to fucking town and install someone else who is completely fucking irrelevant to the situation. Yeah, that's exactly what I would expect America to do.
Okay,
they've got her wrong side.
Here's the thing. This is where it gets weird. Because it seems like that was the original plan.
Mm.
Except Trump might be having a baby moment.
Ah.
Because he doesn't like her because she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize she won.
That's right.
So this high thull thing might be getting kiboshed because she accepted a Nobel Peace Prize that Trump didn't receive, despite dedicating it to him.
Yeah.
And he's just having a, you shouldn't have said yes. You should not, you have rejected it unless I got one.
God damn it. It's like a toddler having control of nukes. I don't like this.
How big of a fuck up does he need to have for them just to fucking wake up? Really? Like,
oh no, at this point we're waiting for him to cark it. Like, I don't think there is a line. I don't think this is the thing. Stop.
Even if you remove Trump, like, someone fucking shoots him tomorrow.
Hmm.
His cabinet will still do everything they were doing. J.D. Vance will keep doing what he's doing. Trump's irrelevant now. He's just a figurehead with baby mode on.
That is kind of the same thing that's happening with Maduro. They left his entire cabinet, everything intact. Like, his regime is still intact. They're still doing horrible things.
Taking away Maduro doesn't stop any of what he was doing.
Yeah. At all.
It's pointless. And, some of the charges that they're putting up against it are stupid. One of them is for guns off of the American gun laws. Not Venezuela, America. And he doesn't... He was in another country. He's not under your fucking laws.
Yeah, but Americans think every country's fucking America. It's like, every time they come here, they get fucking weird. Like, oh, that's not how this works. Buddy, you're in a different country. Gonna have to settle down. The cops
it almost sounds like they're trying to be like the Church of America, where my rules say what you can do, but it's not just my rules affect me, it's my rules affect you too. You gotta stop
because I don't like it. If America could be a church, they would. I would guarantee it.
I mean, they'd make themselves tax exempt immediately.
Oh, definitely.
They'd make the government and their friends tax exempt. Everyone else will get fucking shafted.
I just find it funny that because of all this shit, apparently a bunch of, billionaires were stranded on an island, and I was sitting there praying for a rogue airstrike. Just like, come on! One guy could fix a lot of problems.
Though, 50 billionaires on an island, and then you don't rescue them, but you film it.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But with none of them know how to do anything.
Of course!
It'd just be them pitting their servants against each other, Pokemon. No.
Zuckerberg knows karate.
I'm sure he'll get over the coconut.
Oh, God.
I'm about to say probably one of the weirdest things I feel like I've ever said, let alone recorded.
Hmm.
And I want to reiterate again, Maduro's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I kind of want him to beat the charges. And not because I like Maduro. But because if he goes down for all the trumped up bullshit that they're putting against him, the rule of law is 100% dead.
Oh, you know,
unilaterally go to another country, steal
their leader,
try them in a court that's not part of their, the Hague is the international court.
Yeah.
Not America. And with a bunch of trumped up charges that aren't even accurate to what he did, Like, there's no point in that.
If they can just do it unilaterally, when do they stop? Like, where's the line?
They won't.
Yeah.
A lot of people are set. That's what a lot of people are pretty much looking at right now. It's like, this is them pushing. Either you stop them, or they keep going until they find the actual stopping point.
Yeah. At which point, everything before that's fair game.
There was just the weirdest fucking thing in the English language in a sentence you just said, that you hope he beats these trumped-up charges. They're trumped-up charges that the word has nothing to do with Trump, but the word itself means invented as an excuse or a false accusation.
Oh, God, it explains so much, doesn't it?
It's just weird that there is no actual correlation between those fucking words.
Yeah.
I really hate that when you read that back to me, my brain automatically capitalized the T in the word Trump.
Exactly. Yeah. When you said trumped up charges, that's exactly what my mind did.
Yeah. I assumed it was a pun.
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of fucked up.
I was literally trying to say that the charges are basically fake.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, of course, they came from Trump.
he has actually retained one of like the best lawyers for getting people out of fake government charges.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty good chance that he has a reasonable chance to actually get out of this.
Mm.
Again, he's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like him, I just like less what him going down is going to represent for the world.
Mm. My ideal situation is he beats the charges, but the plane crashes on the way back home.
Oh, look, if he steps off his plane back in Venezuela and some motherfucker just wipes him, I don't care.
Yeah, done. Sorted. Yeah, but I just don't want Trump to get away
with their shit. Do your own shit. Cool, good luck to you.
And because all that blew up in his face, he's now apparently back on Greenland. He's like, I want Greenland again. It's like, for fuck's sake, mate. Stop anything, it. The entire of the European Union just stood up against you.
Anything to get everyone to look away from Epstein.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They've realized the Maduro thing's not going to do it, because one of the things I thought was absolutely hilarious. Every time I saw a reel of someone explaining the Venezuela situation, it always ended with, and we have not forgotten the files.
Yeah. Like, all that every shit time. You were meant to explain why you redacted, you still haven't said it yet, motherfuckers. You were due.
Yeah. So, people are, the general public are not letting that one just sort of slip under the rug about while we deal with Venezuela.
Which I'm really glad they're not, because in this world of, 24-hour news cycles, it was always the fear it would get lost.
Yeah.
But thankfully, because of his own, sheer incompetence and just going, oh, look over there, and drawing more attention to it, it never will now. It's become a meme.
Well, given the fact that, people didn't let the Epstein stuff disappear when Epstein was just killed himself, and I don't know how to put bigger air quotes on a voice recording. People wouldn't let that go. You'd constantly see it popping up, and now that the files are supposed to be out, it's just we're not letting it go, dude.
No,
you did fucking shit.
You have released files, but you've so heavily fucking redacted them, you may as well not have. Though you couldn't even fucking do that right.
Pretty much, because they got rid of their Adobe.
I don't think that's the only reason, but it's a fun one.
Yeah. I hope it's a whistleblower just not baking the things in properly and going, fuck it, I'm going to leave this in. But that's wishful thinking. I don't think anyone that was assigned to that task would do that. I think it's just sheer incompetence.
Yeah.
Just big balls on the job.
Yeah. Fucking big balls. But that's not the only horrible thing in that things happened like the 7 days.
So the other one that I'm aware of was the woman who got shot 7 times in the face by ICE.
Yeah.
American citizen.
Natural born American citizen. And she was just blocking the way for in front of ICE. Someone walked up, told her to move, and she was moving the car a bit, and they just opened fire on her.
So their reasoning is there's limited video out, and there's a lot of it that's been edited.
Yeah.
So people can show the things they want to show. So finding complete video footage has been a little difficult for me. There's a lot of noise right now.
Oh, yeah.
But for the best one I've been able to see, that she's parked, a guy walks over. There's no dialogue that I can hear in the video, but he seems to walk over. A lot of people, witness statement says he tells her to get out, which, and then he tries the door in the car. She then backs up a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see the wheels fully turn away from the ice officers, and she starts to roll forward, at which point they have stated she hit them, and they were able to open fire.
Even though you can see an almost foot and a half air gap between them and the vehicle.
And, supposedly the dude has had to go, the DOJ put out a statement saying, it was a terrorist thing, this guy's gone to a hospital, except you'd see him clearly walk away from the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the supervisor on the scene, a minute after it happened, smiling and laughing with the others that are standing around.
The fact that they are just leaving it, or trying to say it's domestic terrorism. It's like, no, you guys fucked up. This is one of the few times the rogue actor thing could have been applied, and you chose not to do it in this one instance.
Well, this is the second time in a couple of months this has happened.
Yeah.
Because it also happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
Almost exact same setup. An American citizen gets pulled over by ICE and then gets fucking gunned down. I think it was a woman as well.
I think it might have been.
It's funny, the mayor of that city has said, no, ICE, out of the city. We're not supporting you. You need to leave the city.
I completely support that.
Mm.
And even then, what the woman was doing at the time when it all went down, again, there's a lot of noise. But just think about it like this. Irrespective of everything else to do with it, a bunch of guys in balaclavas with no identifying marks on them get out of an unmarked van with guns and point them at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the retort that's been coming out is a lot of people, if she just complied, they wouldn't have shot her. Dude, I wouldn't want to comply with that. They're not even identifying themselves as ICE.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck they are. They could just be a random militia, knowing the Americans.
And given the fact that we are aware that people have been using the fact that ICE doesn't have to identify themselves to kidnap people.
Yeah.
But they've also they've also arrested several people that are impersonating ICE agents. They're done up in all the kit, and they're just stopping people at fucking random. So,
yeah,
you wouldn't trust fucking any of them.
Oh, God, no.
So, all of their fucking noise aside, the way they came in so hard, weapons out, I'd be scared as shit.
Yeah.
The idea, because the other one is people she was trying to run. Yeah, I would too.
Trying to leave. Holy shit. I'm not going to sit there with a gun in my face going, yeah, fucking do it, cat. Because I know they're going to do it.
it's insane to think that that someone would act rationally when you do that.
Yeah.
And then if you spent the last year listening to what they've been doing to quote-unquote illegal aliens... why wouldn't they just been dragging people out of cars, crushing them on the ground, handcuffing them and blackbagging them off to fucking El Salvador? I wouldn't want to go with those people even if I thought they were ICE.
Oh, absolutely. Then there's the whole Honda plant thing where I think it was Korea is looking into human rights violations because of when they deported their people from that plate. I can't remember
which one. I haven't heard about
that. It was a while ago. It was a car manufacturer. They brought people over.
I remember the thing. I don't remember anything about the human rights violation.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing very recently of America petitioning is it international European courts that it shouldn't apply to American officials? None of those laws shouldn't apply to American officials.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That is utter... We let Americans get away with thinking they were kings of the world far too long.
Yeah.
And now they actually believe it.
Unfortunately, they are the country that spent the money to have the biggest gun.
Yeah. But weirdly enough, now they've got a toddler behind the wheel of said gun, so they might just shoot themselves.
Even that, they've spent all this money, but they can't even pay to feed their fucking troops. Troops that are currently stationed overseas have been told to go to that country's fucking food bank for rations.
Mm.
American soldiers in Germany were told to go to the German food bank to get rations.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
It's fucked.
Tell me a fucking empire's collapsing without fucking telling me that they're collapsing. Jesus.
I imagine if this had happened, if people back in the ancient Rome days had had podcasts, they would have been saying the exact same shit just about Rome for collapsing. God damn it!
Yeah. The whole fucking thing is such a clusterfuck.
It's insane.
What was the age-old thing? It's apparently about 250 years is the first failing point for a country or an empire.
There's
Oh, that's... That's some fucking nebulous shit.
Yeah.
Well, there was like, was it 7 things that occur in every empire before collapse?
Hmm.
Like, that's been recorded over the last few thousand years with the Spanish, the Romans, the English, like, the English, and America's hit 5 of the 7.
And a lot of it comes back to wealth hoarding. Like, every time. It's the one constant thing. It's, oh, the rich started hoarding wealth and fucking over people. They took away the bread and circuses, and then everyone got shitty. And now, the world has very little bread and circuses left, so people are getting shitty. God damn. This is going to be an entertaining year.
So, I just pulled up the 7 stages before the collapse of an empire.
Hmm.
So it's essentially creating a currency.
Yeah. That's the downfall. Capitalism.
public works administration.
Obscene corruption.
Military spending. War effect. Inflation and the demise of purchasing power. You're right. We are at like 5.
Yeah.
Crisis of confidence. Isn't there yet, but it's fucking coming.
Oh, it's very close to that.
And store of value assets.
So yeah, no, we're hitting a lot of the points, and I think certain places have been using it as a checklist. It's just, oh, we gotta get to the next stage. Come on, chop chop.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yay, 2026!
Look, I know, like
if the world ends on an even number, I'll be happy.
We're just rolling out on a fucking, like, we're not even 2 weeks into this bitch.
Yeah. And it's only the second year of Trump.
So, to walk away from all of this, you just want to go through some fucking video games and TV shows and movies, because holy fuck, this shit is depressing.
I think we need that.
We got 2 things left. And then we can move on to the TV show stuff.
Fair.
Which is Ubisoft shutting down a studio 16 days after it unionized.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they went. It was pure coincidence.
It was a restructuring effort.
Yeah.
We restructured them.
Restructuring to avoid a union.
Yeah.
Here's their official statement. Over the past 24 months, Ubisoft has undertaken a company-wide actions to streamline operations, improve efficiency, and reduce costs. As part of this, Ubisoft has made the difficult decision to close Halifax Studios.
Fucking hell. Like, restructuring has just become the new word instead of union busting, because that's got a bad stink
to it. Yes.
So, oh, we're restructuring, but no, fuck off. If I hear the word restructuring, I know some bullshit's about to happen.
It's literally going, there's a big block, we're now going to spread it out amongst all of our other stuff that isn't unionized, and now it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You can't have that union, you have to start making another one, and we'll just fire you before you can.
Well, even if they don't fire, like, you're so distilled within other teams that it's like, the whole process of getting a union off the ground is like, okay, this could take a year.
Yeah.
If it even works, because, I mean, I just watched it not work, so would I do it again? I don't know.
Pretty much. God, I hate union busting. Horrible practice.
Yes. And it's never going to go away.
No.
Yeah.
And Microsoft would really like us to stop calling AI slop.
Then stop making slop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
The slop merchants wants us to stop calling slop slop.
Yeah. Whenever I see that pop up, because it's been all over my feed, like, they want us to stop calling it slop. Everyone's response is like, no, it's slop.
Stop making slop and we'll stop calling it slop.
Okay, if we make it really good, will it stop being slop? No! Because fuck
because
you!
Now it's slop! now it can't be anything but slop.
Yeah.
This is the bit that they said. We need to get beyond the arguments of slop versus sophistication, while describing them as cognitive amplifier tools, and developing a new equilibrium in terms of our theory of the mind that accounts for humans being equipped with these new cognitive amplifier tools as we relate to each other. Except I would like to remind you, they do not amplify your cognitive process.
They make
it is scientifically documented that it makes you stupid.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure that guy must have got a thesaurus for Christmas, because he's going fucking ham on the $2 words.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awful lot of words for saying slop.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That's, I think, part of the thing. It's the fact they try and hide behind big words that mean nothing. But yeah, slop.
Look, I will freely admit that term slop is getting a little too liberally used these days.
Yeah.
I do agree with some of the game developers who've been asking people to stop calling games like Peak or... it's another one with the stupid trash can littered ones.
I cannot remember, but I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like, people call them friend slop, just like cheap games that you play with your buddies. Yeah. And it's like, they're not slop. They're actually pretty well put together.
Peak is actually pretty good.
No, for, in that instance, absolutely a different word should be used. AI slop is slop. You can look at it and say, this is obviously fucking trash. Yeah. This should not be considered as a valid product for general use. Whereas a cheaply made game that can be played with your friends, that's not really slop. That's a cheaply made game you can play with your fucking friends. Find another name for it.
But yeah, apparently Microsoft has had to roll back some of its... not roll back, what is it? Extend some of their plans because people weren't using Copilot.
Even their own people in their own company refused to use it.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, it's a piece of shit. Why would I use it?
And if anyone was wondering, I'm still on Linux, and I still have no intention of going back to Windows.
Yeah, you've made it past a month at the very least, which means
a month. I'm over 3 months in.
Oh, nice! Time flies when you're dreading every day. But yeah, no, if 3 months and you haven't gone back, that's a new record. I'm pretty sure.
I haven't even loaded up the Windows drive. I'm pretty fucking close to just deleting it and making it another Linux drive because I have. Yeah. No interest in using it.
Well, at this point, I am not far off switching myself. I'm probably going to harass the same mate that you used and organize a day for it.
Literally, the only problem you're going to run into is that you have a NVIDIA card.
Yeah. That's basically
and NVIDIA is notoriously shit about putting out drivers that Linux users can use.
Yeah, which is very...
You are going to take a performance hit on your video games. I'm just telling you straight up, it's gonna.
Yeah, I know. I dread it, but at the same time, it's still better than fucking Microsoft.
I mean, the rest of your computer will run way better.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Though, like, with that, like, NVIDIA, holy fuck, they're trying to speedrun bullshit at the moment. Like,
they are.
Limiting their fucking game streaming service to 100 hours in a month. And if you want to go over that,
it was a week.
No, it's in a month.
Okay.
That's even worse. Like, holy shit.
I could have sworn it was a week.
It's 100 hours a month, and if you want more, you buy it in 15-hour increments.
Fuck off. I thought we got rid of the pay-by-hour shit with all, like, the WoW subscriptions. Like, we finally got rid of that shit.
NVIDIA GeForce, I think it is.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I just wanted to double check it.
No, no,
for some reason in my head it was per week. Yeah, per month. Get fucked.
Yeah, fucking oath.
That's bullshit.
And they've literally come out and stated it's so they can use their servers for AI. They've literally they've come out and stated it. It's not even we're trying to save money and bullshit it. No, it's because they want the server space for AI. Just get out of the fucking game. Just walk away from it completely.
Yeah. Yeah, AI is a tumor, slowly taking over every bit of digital space.
Yeah. The more companies that AI bullshit can take down, the better.
Yeah.
I hope it burns the fucking lot of them.
I'm still scared what's going to happen when that tree finally falls. Like, there's so much that's going to get hit with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
The Americans alone are going to get screwed. That's the only thing really propping
not just
them up.
Everywhere. Everyone's going to get hit.
We're all gonna get hit, but fuck.
One of the things I thought was particularly interesting that a friend of mine brought up, we talk about, like, you know, the big tree, it's gonna fall over, it's gonna wipe all this other stuff out. But the tree itself is hollow.
Yeah.
Mm.
the AI bros have not just, like, okay, we built all this AI stuff, and then they went back into the roots of the whole thing and filled that with AI.
Yeah.
Mm.
So even once it all falls down, it's still like, okay, we can just go back to basics and we'll just start rebuilding it again.
Yeah.
No, the basics is so infected with AI that you can't go back.
And all these big companies have fired the people who knew what the fuck they were doing to replace them with this AI.
Yeah.
And they've now left and gone on to hopefully bigger and better things, or started their own stuff, which means they're not going to go back.
No. Yeah.
So I reckon this will be like the extinction event for a few decent-sized companies.
Yeah.
Like,
I would completely agree.
They backed the wrong horse. It's the dot-com bubble all over again. They're going under.
Except this is so much bigger.
Oh yeah. We surpassed the bubble for the dot-com thing.
This shit has already severely infected governments and agencies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like
even our own government. Fuck.
Oh, fuck yes.
We've got a shit ton of AI floating around our government.
Super not happy about it.
Yeah. To think that, like, if an AI launches a nuke, we used to think it would be like Skynet, so maliciously it hates humans. No, it's just a fucking coding error, or it got distracted for 3 seconds.
They vibe coded the launch button, and it thought it said, and it just put a 1 instead of a 0, and now that's where we're at.
You know, a general thought he was opening his garage door. Turns out he was, bombing some country somewhere. Just, that's the level of idiocy we deal with AI, where it can panic and delete entire databases.
It didn't agree with the instructions, so it deleted the whole drive that said, don't do this thing.
Yeah.
I've seen them blackmail people. Same friend who was talking about the AI bubble, like, destroying its own roots, was pointing out that, like, his big conspiracy theory for AI is that the AGI already exists, and it's just hanging around in the background, generating more data centers for itself.
I mean, it makes sense.
I know, it's so it irritatingly doesn't feel like a conspiracy theory. It's like, actually, that would make a lot of sense why this fucking circle jerk of money is happening, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just got to get the data center built.
It makes me think, like, maybe that, what was it, the Neuralink that Musk was working on? Maybe he's just controlling him via that at this point. That would explain why he's so fucking weird.
No, that's the ketamine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Right, do we want to talk about TV shows, movies, and games?
Please.
Yes, please. happy again.
It's our first episode of the year, so as always, we're going to start. Going to have a quick look forward at some things that might be interesting that are coming out this year in the categories of TV shows, movies, and games. Although TV shows, we're going to start with TV shows, because TV shows is the one I find the worst to try and predict what's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because a synopsis can sound fantastic, and then the show's garbage, and then some random show that sounds like it's garbage turns out to be like the most peak show ever.
Hmm.
So, grain of salt. I'll put the list we're using. I just grabbed a couple of quick ones about what was coming out. We have definitely missed stuff.
Yeah.
Feel free to share it if you know about anything that's coming that's good. We'd love to hear, because we're media whores.
And how?
So, starting with TV shows, the first one on this list is the second season of The Pitt, and I am super excited for that, because that's this week.
Nice. The Pitt was pretty good.
If you've never seen it, it's a fantastic show. It's a medical drama. The whole first season is one shift of an ER department.
Wow.
It is fantastically written with insanely good pacing. And the worst part about the season two of The Pitt is I'm going to have to watch that shit week to week.
Yeah.
I came to the first season of The Pitt, like, almost all of it was out when I started watching it. So I got to, like, binge a big chunk of it before I had to get to week. This time around, it's from the start. It's like, you get one episode this week. God damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is fantastic. It is hands down the best medical drama I've seen in a long time, and I am super hyped for a second season. And then I'm just looking at a list of shows that I know nothing about.
I
don't know if they're going to be any good.
I don't care about the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Yeah, like, Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, another Game of Thrones spin-off.
Scrubs is meant to be this year. I'll wait until that entire season is done before I even consider watching an episode.
I don't want to be let down on that.
Like, God damn.
Number five, The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins is... It's got, like... I'm not a fan of Tracy Morgan, but it's got Tina Fey and Daniel Radcliffe in it, which might be okay.
Tina Fey can lift a lot, so...
She can. Might be good.
I've been watching a lot of, like, I've been watching the past couple of seasons of Survivor, so I was sort of interested in what they were doing for season 50, which is a big...
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know, right? It's gotten that far. They're under season 50 of Survivor. Well, it's a two-season-a-year show.
Hmm.
At least these days. I know it didn't used to be, but they also used to go all over the world. Now they just film in one location in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But, like, their big thing for this season was, like, the fans are going to get input on how some stuff runs. Like, they ran all these surveys and things leading up to it. They did all the advertising in season 48 and 49.
One of the options, just kill them. Just, you know, one, they release one guy with a hunting rifle. Just go!
No, I was watching the trailer for season 50 because my housemate, who I watched the show with, was like, you need to watch this because I think there's something in it that... It's why he's kind of questioning whether he wants to watch season 50.
Mm.
And he's like, I bet you'll see it when it shows up in the trailer. They did some kind of crossover with Mr. Beast.
Oh, fuck. No.
Look,
I don't want him to have the gun.
I know. But, like, when you think about it, it's like, it's fans, he's fucking popular.
Ugh. All right, dump him on, like, the island with them, give him no benefits, and make him survive like the rest.
Oh, yeah. Put him the monkey on the show.
Yeah. Dance monkey.
I was just trying to clean a bug off my screen. It's my fucking mouse cursor.
That's how angry we are.
Welcome to 2026.
Fucking no. But yeah, no, when I saw that, it's like, oh god, what kind of, like, meme brain rot shit have the fans decided they need to do for season 50? Oh fuck.
I'm so glad I never liked Mr. Beast. I can officially say I have never enjoyed him or his content. He's a piece of shit.
I know it's, like, kind of cool to hate on Mr. Beast these days, and it's hard to genuinely say, oh no, I didn't like him for ages.
Yeah.
But I always... It's another one of those things where, like, you kind of get a weird red flag vibe.
His eyes, like, okay, don't smile. His eyes don't move when he smiles. That's a... I don't like it. It throws me off.
It's not even that. It's just... Okay, so you spent all this money, and you got... And you basically bait people for charity, and... Like, you don't make them jump through hoops like you do now. They used to just give them away.
Yeah.
But it was always, like... It was always so heavy. It did, like, I'm not saying the people were, but the setup always was so fucking staged.
Yeah.
That it's like, this was designed for you to get that crying moment. You weren't helping people. You were setting it up for a maximum YouTube clip.
If you're filming it, it's no longer charity.
Yeah.
I think you can film it, but it's not what he was doing. He wasn't giving people stuff. He was waiting for the... Two people crying because you gave them a car thing.
Like, yeah. He wanted the Oprah moments.
Yeah.
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 And he manufactured as many of them as he could. At least when I saw him to begin with, that's what I only ever saw, was these, like, really Oprah moments.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this doesn't sit right. Like, I get it. You need to have good views to get the money to do more of this stuff. But, like, it doesn't feel like charity. It feels like virtue signaling so you could be the charity guy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It feels like, you know, when a sociopath will stand in front of a mirror and practice emotions? I get that vibe from him. This is him pretending to be human. Just wanting to be the charity guy.
Look, I'm not talking shit on any people who benefited or anything like that. This is not targeted at them at all. It's just, he felt weird, and then these days... Look, man, I'm pretty sure if... Unless I was allowed to talk shit, I would not do anything with Mr. Beast.
Oh, agreed. Definitely. Unless I was sitting there just ripping into him constantly, I would be staying away from it.
If I'm allowed to talk shit, sure, fine. I'll play one of your fucking Beast games.
I'd do a thing so I could talk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, we're here for the bag, and that's it. Like, we're not here because we think you're good, and we don't think, like, yeah, okay, we'd probably end up in front of a bunch of people we'd never see our show, but we're here for the bag. We're not here because you're a cool dude.
We're here specifically because we don't like you. We want to take your money.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a whore. I'll do a lot of stuff for money.
Look, I need money to survive. I'm going to do things for it.
I mean, come on. I give up 5 days of my week.
Yeah. Speaking of people needing money, Scrubs' new season is coming out, you know, February as well.
Yeah.
It's number 7 on this. I don't know how I feel about it. It looks like they're kind of gearing JD
and... I said it just before when Jondo brought up Scrubs. I'll take the bullet for the podcast and I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'm so hopeful for it. I would love it to be really good, but I don't think it will be. After what they did to season 9...
Look, the only thing that gives me any hope and at all is so many of the people coming back for the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not a. It's not like we're just gonna drop JD in a completely new setting and hope the magic happens. It's like no. We're getting the gang back together again to do this.
Hmm.
It's like okay, I can see that possibly working.
But if they fit an entire season into what should have been a fucking reunion episode. It's going to drag.
Well, so speaking of that, there's actually an interesting one further down in this list where they're doing a follow-up season to Malcolm in the Middle.
I was just about to say, because I was scrolling down and saw that, and if that isn't done well, I'm going to be sad.
So
I love Malcolm.
That is only a 4-episode mini-run.
Oh, okay. I can deal with that. And the only character, the only actor not coming back, was it Reese? The character, the second eldest brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got everybody else back to do it. Frankie Muniz is reprising his role. It's like, this could be good. And in 4 episodes, they don't have a lot of room to do bullshit. They're going to have to do a pretty punchy show.
Mm. I mean, Bryan Cranston's always great to deal with, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to fuck up with the two that play the parents. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And around the same time, we get the last season of The Boys.
Which better be the fucking last season.
Look, I love The Boys, but I agree. It needs to be wrapped up. Give it a nice little bow, finish it up.
Yeah.
Don't drop the fucking ball like every other big series that's been running for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, the problem I have with The Boys is just... The escalation keeps happening, but the payoff never really gets there.
Mm.
Everyone just sort of escapes at the end, and we can do it again. It's like, dude, Butch is basically dying at this point. We need to get this done.
Yeah.
Hopefully off of the back of the end of Gen Z, which seems to heavily imply what's going to happen in the last season.
They are kind of switching between that and Gen V, like building off each other, which I like.
Yeah.
It's a nice tandem effect.
Mm. So, I think the thing in this list that I'm, oddly enough, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, the most excited for is Nola King.
Yeah. No, a spin-off of Tulsa King. I already love Tulsa King, but this one has Samuel L. Jackson as the main character. I'm in. Give me the thing.
Yeah. And it's like... I'm not going to say that Tulsa King is like the most amazing show I've ever seen, but it's highly watchable.
It's very fun. Apart from that...
It does have some formulaic bits to it, but like...
Yeah.
It's a gang show. It's about the mob. Like... There's just some stuff you have to do.
It's funny, when you said it earlier on, I completely forgot about the Sylvester Stallone show, and my head went to Yellowstone.
That's where
I was thinking of Samuel L. Jackson on a horse on the plains. Like, motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane. I completely forgot about Sylvester Stallone's show.
yeah, Tulsa King. I would recommend it if you haven't seen it.
Definitely. As I'm scrolling through, I forgot they were going to try and bring... The Green Lantern back again. Like, every time they try and bring a Green Lantern into live action, it fails. Stop it.
Which one was the Green Lantern one?
Oh, 24 right. Lanterns. Yeah. Like, it's... I don't hate Green Lantern as a character. Whenever he's in animated stuff, he's normally the butt of a joke because it's the Green Lantern. And the Flash is actually useful, so they can't make fun of him. But I don't know what they're thinking. It has never really pulled any good money. It seems weird. I would watch an Arrow show again before I watch Lanterns.
No, I'd give Lanterns a go. I'm not saying I'd watch the whole show, but...
I'll give it a couple. I'd books.
Try it.
Stranger Things. I thought that was
They're doing an animated spin-off thing. I don't care. I don't watch Stranger Things.
I'm forcing myself through it to watch the last season, and that's about it.
I don't care at all.
Ted Lasso, my parents rant about. That's a fucking good one.
My missus and I watched it and we fucking loved it. Mm. Going back for another season feels like someone just offered an extra couple of zeros on a paycheck.
Oh, definitely. Like,
it was ended. They don't need to do any more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on my list, but yeah.
Because that one's been, like, recommended to me, like, most of my family. You should watch the thing. It's like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
It's one that I would highly recommend. It's just a good fucking series.
Has anyone seen the last one on this list, 32 Yellow Jackets?
No, I have not seen Yellow Jackets.
So, like, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've heard people rave of it,
but yeah.
Yeah, I've heard great things. Apparently, it was, like, a sporting team who got, plane crashed in, like, mountains. And they turned to cannibalism and tribal mentality to survive. And then they got back, rescued, and they never spoke of it again. But then someone's blackmailing, going, hey, I know what you guys did. And that's the kickoff for it. Like, that sounds really fun. And I keep forgetting to check it out.
Hmm. I didn't actually know that's what the plot was. Now I kind of want to watch it.
Right? So, the final season is coming out next year.
So, that's the end of this particular little list looked at. Again, I'll put it in the show notes if you want to have a look at the other shows, but I mean, like, I don't, like, I'm not gonna watch Little House on the Prairie.
No.
Like, I don't feel the need to comment on that, but it's there in the list if you want to check it out. There are some other ones.
I might watch the remake of Baywatch. I mean, maybe.
Fair enough.
If they keep the music.
Watching.
If they keep the running music, I'm in. If they change this,
the running's in slow-mo.
Yes.
Exactly. Look, if they don't have running in slow-mo for that TV show, unwatchable. Cannot be done. You've killed the heart of Baywatch.
All right, shall we switch over to movies?
Yeah, why not?
The first one in the list that I notice, and it's not because of I probably won't watch it, but it's the next 20 years later thing. Just like,
holy fuck, they've been pumping that on social media at the moment.
That they last have. Movie was not good.
It wasn't. Apparently they wanted to make it a trio of movies, so this is the second in the trio. I don't know if I'll watch it. I didn't like the most recent one. It kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, no, I look at that and I'm like, no, I don't want to watch another one of those.
You enjoy yourselves over there in the corner. Otherwise, like, I don't know what this people we meet on vacation thing is. I'm not really a huge fan of romance ones. I have never seen Greenland 1, so I have no idea what the hell Greenland 2 is going to be. And there's one called The Moment, which just seems to be something about a pop star.
Look, man, I'm gonna put the list in if people want to look at the other stuff. Is there anything you actually want to see?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to see it at a cinema, but I definitely want to watch Goat.
Yeah, I don't want to see it in the cinema.
It looks really, really stupid, but I'm like, watching it at home, I could probably get myself over the line on that one.
Yeah. Mercy looks pretty fun. So it's Chris Pratt's new sci-fi.
Mortal Kombat 2.
Yes. Send Help is, I've seen the trailer for it. Essentially, it's a shitty ass person, like a billionaire, and his personal assistant gets stranded on a desert island. She knows what to do, and he's useless. He's like, you have to do what I say. He's like, buddy, we are not in the office anymore. Go fuck yourself. So I might watch that. That'd be fun.
There's also the Mandalorian and Grogu movie, May 22nd.
Yeah. Hoppers looks like fun because it's Pixar going back to just fun animation where they put a girl's brain in a beaver. So, entertaining.
Jared Leto as Skeletor, Master of the Universe, June 5th.
Oh, Project Hail Mary, was that? No, that's the different one. That's when they launch a guy into space against his will.
I was thinking I still want to see that one. It looks good.
Yeah, I was thinking about the one where the guy goes back in time. I'm from the future! And then surviving the apocalypse, essentially.
I'm not sure I feel about a Ready or Not 2.
I enjoyed Ready or Not 1.
Yeah, but that's why I don't know how I feel about a sequel.
Yeah, because it had a definite end, right?
Sort of. People got away with stuff, but like, it just felt like a self-contained idea, and it was done.
Yeah. It was great. I'm going to ignore the new Super Mario.
Look, I'll watch it. It wasn't that... The last one wasn't that bad. My biggest problem is the voice acting choices.
Yeah. Masters of the Universe is getting a movie?
Yes, that's what I just said. No. Fucking Jared Leto is playing Skeletor.
Oh, good. So I'm not watching that. Cool.
And I mean, I'm happy to see we're actually getting that second Mortal Kombat movie because I actually liked the new one.
Yeah, me too.
The new
one was I really enjoyed it, actually.
Steven Spielberg's new movie, Disclosure Day, could be fun.
I am curious about that. I love a good UFO movie.
Oh, I love them. Scary Movie 6? They're bringing that franchise back. Wow.
I mean, it is kind of a low-effort sort of thing you can just sort of crank out with SNL guys.
Another Toy Story, we knew that was happening.
Yeah, that's the weird one, though, because, like, why is Woody back?
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the end of the fourth movie, is Woody is on the road with Bo Peep.
Yeah. Another Minions movie, we knew that was happening.
Moana, live action for some fucking reason.
Look, I will say this. At least the most of the cast of Moana was already human, so it's going to be less jarring.
Yeah, but then you can't do a giant bejazzled fucking lobster once fucking song.
Oh, God, yeah, they're going to fuck that up, aren't they? Jesus.
And the fact that, okay, cool, they're all the people are human. Except Maui turns into all kinds of random shit.
Yeah.
That is true.
You know, one of your main two characters.
Ooh, new Spider-Man. I'm not as hyped as I used to be for Marvel stuff, even if it is Spider-Man, but I'll probably watch that one.
Nah, I would definitely be willing to try and get a group of us to go see Spider-Man.
Yeah. They're one of the few Marvel that's still going.
Yeah, and it's one of the few that's been pretty, like, consistently good.
Hmm.
I'm probably the one person who's like, eh, Super Troopers.
Yeah.
The second one I didn't really enjoy. Back in the day, they were great,
but,
yeah. Too much time has gone by, I think. It's... Oh, Street Fighter movie.
The one we're all fucking hanging for, Paw Patrol. Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, Paw Patrol, the Dino movie?
The weird thing is the fact that there is a new The Cat in the Hat movie. Because after the Michael Myers bullshit, they said never again. That one will never be in a movie ever again. We're not giving the license away. Someone must have added some extra zeros to it, because the guy who worked on Kung Fu Panda and How to Train Your Dragon is now looking after it.
Well, there's got to be some fucking confidence in that, surely.
Yeah. Hey, look, another
Hunger Games. Yeah, I was about to say, are they doing a Hunger Games not based on one of the books?
Oh, it's the early years of it? I hate these prequels. Yeah, I hate prequels, because there's no stakes to it. We know how it's going to fucking end. It's not going to change.
Well, I mean, the whole point of it is nothing changes.
Yeah.
That's the point of the Hunger Games.
Mm.
Is that...
But, it's all about, like...
I was just looking at the very next movie.
What was that one? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Legend of Aang.
Is that animated or is it live action?
I hope it's animated, but there's a Clayface one up top that
doesn't... No, it's an animated film, but they haven't stated, what it's about.
Okay.
Maybe they'll finally explain setting up that city with Zuko.
No, I doubt it. I absolutely doubt it. Holy shit, we're getting a Violet Knight 2.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fucking keen for that. I love Violet.
First one was great. Yeah.
We're getting a Jumanji 4.
Of course we're getting another Jumanji. And of course we know Avengers Doomsday is coming.
Yeah, I gave up on Avengers. But Doom Part 3.
Where they're adapting the second book?
Yep. Ooh, actually, just below that, I didn't hate the Angry Birds movie, so I might actually watch the third one.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. It's definitely a thing I want to watch at home, but yeah, they're actually surprisingly not as shit as I was expecting.
Yeah, but the one below that, Werewolf, is an old-school version of Werewolves, like a Germanic lore-esque one based in... Apparently it was written in Old English and a bunch of other stuff. Like, I'm interested in this.
Nice.
So... But it's going to be very art housey, I think. Like, a bit like Nosferatu was.
Maybe. And that's pretty much all our list on movies.
Definitely keen for Dune.
We skipped over a bunch. Feel free to check out the list if you want to see what we didn't talk about. Yeah. Definitely some stuff to be worth keeping an eye out for when it releases.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shall we do the video games?
Yes. The meat and potatoes.
So, we do have to have a discussion about the first one, though.
Yeah.
Which on the list is the new 007 game, which they still seem absolutely opposed to fucking explaining what this fucking game is.
Yeah. Is it just Hitman just with a fucking 007 skin, or fucking what?
Yeah. But we recently got the spec requirements for First Light. Because it comes out pretty soon, if I recall. Oh, no, May 27th.
It's not too far off.
So, this is the minimum hardware settings that they reckon will run the game at 1080p at 30 frames a second. So we're not even into, like, 2 or 4K territory. This is, like, bare minimum high def.
Hmm.
You need an Intel i5-9500K or a Ryzen 3500. Kind of mid-range CPUs.
Yeah.
A NVIDIA GTX 1660 or an RTX 5700.
Those 1660 cards are still fucking carrying pretty well.
Oh yeah.
The thing you got to remember is the step from the 9 series to the 10 series was like a gulf of distance. Switching over to the Pascal architecture was insane.
Yeah.
And they've just been working with that same architecture from there. So the 10 series cards are still slapping hard.
Yeah.
You need 16 gig of RAM in your computer. Your graphics card needs 8 gig of VRAM, and you'll need 80 gigs of storage. Now, to run it at the recommended settings, which gets you 1080p at 60 frames per second, so not that big a jump in frames.
Hmm.
You then need to jump up to an i5-13500 or a Ryzen 7600. You need to jump up to a NVIDIA 3060 Ti or an AMD 6700 XT. You now need 32 gigs of RAM, 12 gigs of VRAM.
If you have 32 gigs of RAM, I'm pretty sure Microsoft will start hunting you for it.
Probably. It's just like, what machine were you building this for?
Yeah. They were building it for some billionaire's PC. Not for the normal pleb.
And I'll guarantee you, they're not saying it here. But I will guarantee you to get that fucking FPS, you're going to need to turn DLSS or FSR
on.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So I was really keen for that, and now I'm less keen, because this game might just explode my computer.
You should be fine. You've got a 30 series card, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. But still, like, I don't... If this is what they're saying is, like, the projected specs, it means they're not doing any optimizing in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, this is just going to be stuttery and bad.
And that should be just, like, middle-of-the-road graphics. That's not even turning the bells and whistles on.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how I would understand recommended. Yeah. Recommended is how it runs smoothly at minimum at middle ground specs.
Yeah.
It's not ultra. Cool. Well, let's move on from that.
Yeah, I was going to say, meanwhile, we're losing Dan to Ace Combat, like, within days of it
appearing. Well, first 007's May 27th, Ace Combat's no date as of yet. But I'm fucking hanging for it. I've gone back through and played Ace Combat 7 from scratch again, and Project Wingman, and I'm hanging for it. It's just so pretty.
Nice. Yeah.
Some good shit. Then we got Blood of Dawnwalker, which has been pitched like a new medieval thing for if you liked The Witcher.
Hmm.
We'll see how that turns out.
The funny thing is, when I was like reading through it originally, I saw that as Blood of Daywalker. I'm like, yay, Blade Game! Oh, it's not Blade Game.
Next up is that Bradley the Badger, which we watched the trailer for.
Quietly excited for that. Good. It looks quite fun.
Yeah. Very keen.
Next up is Can.
I thought that had already come out.
Might play. No, they only put a demo out.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it. It's definitely going to be one of those, like, it needs to be on discount and I've got to have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Code Vein, which is coming out at the end of this fucking month.
Oh, I'm getting that.
I'm definitely picking up Code Vein 2.
Oh, like, fuck.
I loved Code Vein 1. And yeah.
I really enjoy Code Vein 1, so the second one is a definite collection.
Yeah. I don't know what Coffee Talk Tokyo is about.
I'm assuming talking and coffee, but I could be wrong.
Same. After that is Control Resonant, which I am super keen for.
I am I love that franchise. I'm glad that we're getting more.
Next up was Crimson Desert. I'm not big into that franchise, but if you're into that, have fun.
Which one's Crimson Desert? Is that the...
It's like from the Black Desert Online, I think.
But if I recall, it's not an MMO.
I mean, Clockwork Dragons, they might be able to pull me in.
Next up is... I'm going to butcher trying to say that. Deshen Attack. Which is this weird, crazy thing where you're playing a fucking train car and you do, like, sick tricks to get between rails to keep going through the level. It looks fucking nuts.
That looks like fun. Like, interesting.
Not sure what Docent Demons is.
Turn-based RPG about two sisters fighting the fast food industry with mechs.
Okay. Hey. Not gonna play it.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I might pick up the next one, Dragon Quest VII Reimagined.
Yeah, I know, right?
Love me some Dragon Quest.
Definitely pick up the Dusk Bloods.
Oh, yeah, Dusk Bloods. That seems like fun.
Some weird, like, it's kind of... It's a Souls game, but you're playing vampires in this one. I'm not really sure what their fucking deal is, but whatevs. We're getting the remake of Fable.
That took a while. Because when was this one first, like, had the fucking trailer out for it? Like, 3-4 years back?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Ages ago, either way.
I'll probably pick up Fire Emblem Fortune's Weave, but that's because I like the Fire Emblem games.
Fair.
Forza Horizon 6. Look, the Forza Horizon games are just really fun.
Yeah. The Horizon series of the arcade ones? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's the Horizon series. Like, they have pretty consistently been super fun, and I'm not just saying that because they set one in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's a reviewer like Noah Cadwell who did a video on one of the Forzas, and I think the way he described them is the best one. They are a Carcation.
Yeah.
I like that.
You just get to drive around all these really cool locations and do all these races in a bunch of classic cars that you would never ever get to play with, and tune them how you want, do all kinds of stuff if you want to, because there are auto features if that's not your bag. I highly recommend checking out the Horizons if you've not tried any of them. The Forza's Horizons are quite good.
Yeah.
Theoretically, we're getting Grand Theft Auto 6, but I've heard a lot of stuff suggesting that's probably going to get pushed to 2027.
Hot take, I give zero shits about Grand Theft Auto anymore.
I lost a lot of fucks to give about that game. Most likely I'll pick it up when it comes to PC eventually, but it's console only for now. So
it's also been overhyped to shit. Like, it's one of those things that it can't live up to the hype people have put onto it.
I just don't look at the hype. Look, it's a GTA game. It'll be really fun. I'll play it when I get it. I'm not giving a shit until then. That's why I really hate all of this, like, oh, we're never going to get to play GTA 6.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down, do something else.
They want money, it'll come eventually.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just,
there's way too much more to play in the meantime.
Yeah.
We're getting the sequel to High on Life, which I don't care about.
Hated the first one.
High on Life 1. There's the game no one's going to play, High Guard.
They're not even high. They're on the ground.
Because that's the one they ended the Game Awards with, where everyone's like, it's just another Hero Slop game.
Woo, Hero Slop!
There's the Invincible fighting game. I find it hard to care about that.
But... look, it kind of looks pretty good, because like, it gives off Budokai vibes. I'm like, I might pick this up on sale. Like, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair. There's the Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight, which is a whole bunch, which is the new big Lego Batman game. Looks pretty fun. I like Lego games.
They're hard to fuck up. I like the Lego games.
Yeah. Make a bunch of jokes. Understand that everything's made of Lego, so you can do dumb shit with it.
Have fun.
Yeah. I'm not gonna play Mario Tennis, but like, have fun whoever does. Marvel Token Fighter Souls. It's a Marvel fighting game. Cool for whoever wants that. Have fun. It's not me.
Now the one we're actually looking forward to.
Oh, Marvel's Wolverine.
Keen.
Yes.
So keen. I'm gonna murder things as the Wolverine and be so happy about it.
And then we've got the new game from the guy who created Super Meat Boy and The Binding of Isaac. Mugenix.
Don't know what that's about, but okay. Nah,
have that was, like, okay, there's a few of these games that I have no idea what this is.
Next up is Mina the Hollower.
Whole, like, retro kind of vibe.
It's from the guys who did Shovel Knight.
Oh.
Instead of doing a 2D platformer, it's a top-down adventure game. Oh. Sort of Zelda style.
Okay.
Next on this list is Mioi Memories in Orbit. I have no idea what that is.
Metroidvania, from what I can see in the thing. Hand-drawn art style. Narrative about rogue AI. That's going to be a popular one, I think.
Yeah, I know, right? Next up is Mixtape, which is that one about, like, a bunch of teenagers going through, like, their last summer together.
That sounds like Life is Strange again, so I'm just going to leave that for the other peoples.
Look, I might watch someone play it, but it's definitely not my vibe.
Yeah.
Next up is Norse, Oath of Blood. Which looks like a sort of a crap.
Another survivor builder
game. Oh no, it's a turn-based... oh, it's a tactical turn-based RPG.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, might be interesting then.
Next up is Onimusha, Way of the Sword. Fuck yeah, Onimusha!
More Onimusha is always good.
After that is Pathologic 3, which I still don't understand how we're up to the third one of those games.
I don't even remember the first two.
I doubt you would. Most people didn't play them. They are the epitome of slapjack.
Ah, fun.
The first game is utterly bizarre. I can link you someone who played through it if you want to know what it's fucking about, but it's a bizarre game. Hmm. And then they remade it and called it Pathologic 2 for some reason. And now we're getting Pathologic 3. Like, what the fuck?
Is it just the first game again redone?
I don't know, but I'm sure Mandalore Gaming's going to review it, because what the hell? Next up is Perfect Tide Station to Station.
I don't know what that is. Point and click. Okay.
Yep, I'm out. I'm not playing a point and click. I'm sorry. After that is Phantom Blade Zero, which is another sort of Soulsy game. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Next up after that is Pokemon Pokopia, which is that
Pokopia
farming thing they were planning to do.
Yeah.
We'll see how that lands when it comes out, but I have little intention of picking it up. It's not my jam.
They're pegging it as like a Dragon Quest Builders kind of thing, and I'm like, I did like Dragon Quest Builders, but it had more charm than Pokemon.
Yeah, it came across as like a, almost like a farming kind of, somewhere between Stardew and Animal Crossing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. Next up is one I need to play the demo of, mostly because John Doe's told me it's quite good, is Pragmata.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I've played the demo a couple of times. Yeah. I'm look, curious with what more it can do.
Visual aesthetic alone I was in.
Yeah. Mm. You play the demo through once, and then it unlocks another set of weapons and some extra shit for you to play through the demo again. Yeah, it's good.
After that is, I thought this series was dead, which is Professor Layton and the New World of Steam.
I thought it was like,
I fucking love Professor Layton games. I just love puzzles. Yeah. Holy shit.
100%.
They're just nice and fun.
Next up is Ranimal.
Looks like Little Nightmares.
Which is the, which is the game that the guys who left the studio who made Little Nightmares made.
Fun.
Which is probably why it looks like Little Nightmares.
I'm pretty sure we saw a trailer for this a couple like months back, and it looked pretty okay.
Next up is Replaced, which is this kind of very stylishly looking 2D cyberpunk game. I'm pretty keen to check it out. It's really caught my attention.
The pixel art looks really nice.
Yeah, it does. Next up is Resident Evil Requiem. I'm probably the only person who's particularly excited for this because I fucking love Resident Evil.
Are they more mushroom people?
No, maybe? I don't think so. I don't think we're doing fungus again, and if they do fungus again, I'm actually going to be pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I really hope they steer away from that aspect. I wasn't really vibing with those ones.
I mean, we talked about it last time when we were watching trailers. You know, they finally showed off Leon and his still rocking the same haircut,
yeah,
despite clearly being in, like, his 40s. after that is Romeo is a Dead Man, which is a third-person single-player action game. I mean, that's like the magic words to get me to look at your stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I'm going to look at this one. I don't know how it's going to fare, but I'll definitely give it a shot.
Next up is a game that only Switch can play if he wants to play it when it comes out, which is Saros, which is the sequel to Return... Well, not sequel. It's the next game from the guys who made Returnal.
Yay!
I thought that was coming to PC, Returnal. But...
Yeah. So did I, but...
Currently, there is no slated time slot for it coming to PC.
Hopefully 12 months. It's
currently just a PlayStation 5 game. After that is the sequel to Slay the Spire, which is a game I never really got that into.
I heard amazing things, then tried it, and it was not amazing.
I'm not that into deck games.
Yeah.
After that is
Magic Solister. Excuse me.
Look, shut the fuck up. I live in Australia. I can't even get Magic product.
Yeah.
Next up is Solister 2. The first one was really good. It's probably going to be some stuff competition because it's going to be compared pretty heavily to Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh yeah, it is.
Definitely.
And I would like, I don't want to lower the bar or anything like that, but it's not probably going to hit the same height.
No. Yeah.
It's a different studio, and they liked, I think they used 3.5 rule set for Solstice.
The first Solaster might have been the first lot of 5e rules, but this is going to be strict to 5e's.
Yeah. So, like, they made a really good game the first time, so I'm keen to see what they do the second time. I just want people to, like, give it a chance. Like, it's not going to be Baldur's Gate 3.
No.
It might be and surprise us all, but, like, don't expect
that. No, but people are going to compare it because it's a very, very similar style game. Like, straight down the genre.
Unfortunately, Baldur's Gate decided to massively raise the bar, so everyone's got to deal with it now. Next in this list is Star Wars Galaxy Galactic Racer, which I'm pretty keen for.
I'm probably going to pick Pod Racing. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of racing games, but pod racing and Star Wars stuff, I'm kind of keen.
If you make your racing game more arcadey, I'm more likely to play
it. Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then you go, you can ride a swoop bike, and I'm like, yes, let's do that.
Let's do that thing.
But if they made this so it was like a almost like a touring car game, but you could fully pull apart your pod and build one,
ooh.
I would enjoy that. I'd enjoy that part of it. I couldn't give a fuck about the racing, but pulling that whole thing apart and doing all of that, I would enjoy it.
That would be fun.
I don't know how much it would, but at the same time, I kind of would like to see it to see whether I was into it.
Mm. The thing is, I'd like to be able to take it apart, put it back together, and then drive it on the track and see how badly I do.
So you want, essentially, my summer pod racer?
Well, yes! Kerbal pod racing.
I'd be okay with it.
Next up is There Are No Ghosts at the Grand, which is that game that's like part House Flipper, part Solve the Cthulhu Mystery.
Part musical. It's a strange one. It looks interesting. I might have a look at it.
Oh, I feel like it's like right up your alley.
Oh, definitely.
Next up is The Legend of Heroes Trials Beyond the Horizon.
Why are they always beyond the horizon? Why can't the trials just be here so we can get them over with?
Because it has to be beyond the horizon so you travel and do the thing and have an RPG adventure.
Never.
Next up is Usual June, which if it doesn't come out in June, you missed your fucking release window.
Absolutely. That just seems odd.
It appears to be more of a text adventure, sort of more of a point-and-clicky thing.
Yeah.
After that is Valor Mortis, which is that first-person body horror thing that looks so good.
It looks horrifying. I like it.
And given the fact that the guys who are making it are the guys who made Ghost Runner, so they've got a good feel for, like, momentum.
Nice.
Yeah, fair.
I'm pretty keen. After that is Vampire Crawlers, which is the... And I know I said I don't like deck games, but this one looks like it's going to be so absurd that I'll probably be able to get behind it.
Yeah.
Which is essentially Vampire Survival as a deck-building dungeon crawler. I know that's not necessarily you guys' thing, but, like, I'm pretty keen.
Fair.
And last on this list is Witchbrook.
I have no idea what that is.
Essentially... Stardew Valley. Yeah, Stardew Valley, but the setting is a school for witches.
Yeah.
Stardew Hogwarts. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And that's just what's on this list. Again,
they're the only 50 games coming out next year. That's it.
That's your lot and you'll like it.
I mean, this is just big ticket stuff that we know is supposed to be coming out this year.
Yeah.
That doesn't count anything that's coming out in 2077 or beyond. And who knows, something might get shadow dropped and we're like, oh shit. Plus there's still plenty of interesting indie stuff to play that always slowly comes out and gets slowly discovered.
Yeah.
Well, we're at past an hour, so I think that'll be a good finish on that one.
Yeah.
We've got to give people a little bonus with the first episode of the year.
Exactly. It started off with us bitching for half an hour about the state of the world, so we had to go a little bit over time to make up for it.
I feel better.
Oh, definitely. That is the point of this podcast, more or less, so that we feel better about the week. We can rant. Yelling at the void got really annoying. The void's put in a restraining order against us. We have to yell at each other now.
So now we're yelling at the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But all right.
We survived.
So, I certainly hope everyone who's listening had a great Christmas and New Year. And, we did. Thanks for joining us again in 2026. We will endeavor to give you your weird hot takes on what's going on in the world and anything we find interesting. Please let there be some decent video games for us to be distracted by.
Please, for the love of God.
And if you disagree with anything we say, just remember, you chose to listen to this bullshit. We're just three idiots on a fucking podcast. God damn.
Look, man, if you've made it 201 episodes in and you're only just now going, these guys are a bit shit.
we may have some news for you. Why no advice?
Goopo gapo. All right, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
See ya.